This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you for joining the new Brahmi Generation Panel call on 18th of April. We have Dr. Professor Udaya, Balkrishna, Pavanaja, Samaran, and Dr. Ajay Data on the call. So I'd hand it over to the co-chairs to take the meeting forward. So over to you.
Yeah, Dr.
Sir, you want to take?
No, you can start with your agenda and the whole background, why
okay.
We are calling this.
Okay. So basically, Akshat is unfortunately not available, as he has mailed that his mother is not well and he's taking care because of a surgical procedure. So I think his agenda cannot be taken right now as he's not available to brief. However, what we have understood and what I have studied is that we are far behind our target if you go through the draft and what is expected, and we need to do a lot more. And unfortunately, and you can imagine also from the participation itself on email, on WhatsApp, and even on this call, we are not enough people for the work which we are trying to do. And the CDEC is an important member right now who has been doing much task here. Whatever task they were doing is also not here right now to comment on that. So I would not like to, I would reserve my observations because there's nobody to respond to that. So right now we will skip that agenda of Akshat and review on the LGR draft. However, I can in nutshell tell that we are very far than what we are supposed to do. And keeping in mind the participation of the members, we need to engage new members. That's my next agenda, membership drive for NBGP. So we need to engage more and more people who are coming from the various backgrounds who can contribute in this. Such an important subject is being neglected kind of, and they're not part of it. So we have very high level of resources. So Professor, me, and other people who can recommend, and Sarmad has introduced me to a few people already. We are going to be in touch soon, and we will be bringing a lot more consent who can contribute on this. Because it's a voluntary work, so we need to have motivated people who can deliver and become really active part of it. 95% of the list do not even respond. So there's another agenda of resetting the NBGP panel. Because what is the point of keeping, and Professor also agrees with me, we had a talk 2 to 3 days before about it, that we need to get rid of these people who are not there by asking them a polite question if they want to be there or not, and otherwise clean them. And whenever they are interested, we'll be happy to include them. But right now, we can have them. We can have a new membership whom we come with, and we get them aligned to what is requested here. Importance of LGR is also, we are only 3 people who will be listening right now, and Professor already knows it, Sarmat also knows it, only 2 people whom I assume is already aware about the importance of LGR. This is a very, very important step.
Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call.
I was sent on hold. I don't know why. Hello?
Hello. I lost the phone connection initially in between.
So I was put on hold. My phone was saying I am put on hold. Are we all here? Can everybody say?
Yeah, we're all here. We just lost you at the last bit, so please continue.
Okay. So importance of LGR is something which we all need to understand and get excited about the work which we are doing. It's not a normal work. We are creating a historical document for our scripts, which is going to be used for such an important task we have in the world in terms of internet and domains and email addresses and whatnot. And all those things are going to be very, very dependent on LGR. We need to have members who understand the importance of it and they get engaged. And fifth agenda is obviously in Nepal. So what I was thinking is our agenda has got shortened because there is no brief from LGR draft right now, and the comments which we have sent, we don't know what is the status right now. However, these things, if we have somebody, Professor, you want to comment, or Sarmad want to comment, or Balkrishna, or Pranajan, whatever, Samiran here also, what we want to say about these points, we can record that.
No, I have just one question, Ajay, that is for completing the LGR draft, wherever it stays now, apart from your own comments, which are yet to be answered, what do we need to do? What kind of persons are required? I mean,
aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka.
Hello.
Hi. So I've actually put Professor Uday's line on mute because apparently it's gone on hold. I'll try to unmute it and see if
Pratiksha
he's back.
Your call has been put on hold.
I was also on hold for almost 30 seconds.
Right, but this seems to be creating playing a message. Professor, okay.
Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line. Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha kijiye. Your call has...
Okay, so I've taken Professor Uday on... I put him on the whole mute from here because, to stop that recording. So back to you, Dr. Ajay and Professor Uday. Can you please take your phone off the... of the hold because it's playing that recording on the Adobe connection, and confirm in the chat room so that I can unmute you as well. Back to you, Dr. Ajay Data.
Okay, so actually, Mr. Professor Uday was asking a question that how much work is pending and what are the things which we need to do. So there is a lot to be done in terms of the biggest thing which we are missing right now is we need to do the analysis of all relevant countries which use scripts in our scope. That's a big, very big task. And I had a discussion with Sarmad and he also agrees that something we need to really start working on where India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka for Tamil and others, even including Fiji might be, anybody, any other script, any other country which is using the Devanagari script, let us say, only focus on Devanagari right now, which all countries are using this, and wherever we have the conflicts, wherever we need to understand what they are doing, there is no bypassing or overlapping of the rules. This is one very critical part which so nobody has got into, which is a huge task to be done. From that perspective, some of the countries must have done already LGR, somebody may be already in the process. So we need to align with them and see that we do not overlap or we do not create the rules which get stuck sometime later. Is the professor unmute right now? He can hear or no?
He should be able to hear. Let me try to unmute
okay.
His line and see if he's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so he's
Hello?
Back.
Yes,
you can speak to her, so there.
Yeah.
There are 2 points here. One point is, I understand what Ajay is saying about the countries which use Hindi as a language.
Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha
kijiye. You have to unmute him again.
Your call has been put on hold. Please stay on the line.
No, this is, he's putting his phone on hold on his end. That's causing this.
You can mute him, so.
Aapka call hold par hai. Kripya pratiksha.
Yeah, so another question which we have is that across the scripts, so what are the variance rules we have to define, and what do we think about Devanagari and Bangla, for example, Devanagari and Gujarati, for example, across the scripts, what are the variants we need to look at, and their rules need to be defined across them. And Sarman, please correct me, because you have done one LGR successfully, which is Arabic yourself. So, correct us wherever I may be not in the right direction. And please correct me and bunge in between.
Right. So, nothing to correct, but I think I'd like to add that in addition to catering to all these languages which use Devanagari script across many of these geographies, another thing which we still need to do is looking at variants and first of all define or in a way agree what we would consider a variant as a principle, and then based on those principles analyze the code points and see, you know, whether any of the code points which have been included are variants or not. And I think a very interesting direction which we would eventually want to discuss is, you know, if there are any composite characters which get formed, whether those composite characters can be variants of each other as well, or are they totally unique, for example, in visual form. So those are some of the questions which really need to be discussed and answered. And obviously then the whole label evaluation rules, there are suggestions which have already been made by the proposal which was sent around by Akshat. We need to all review those label evaluation rules, see whether they are at the right level. The right level means there's always a compromise between complexity and simplicity. Complexity means that, or accuracy means that there may be very specific rules which go into what can and cannot be done, but some of those rules may actually be very complex to implement, and therefore they can eventually cause errors in implementation. So one would also want to balance the complexity and simplicity. The other one, other dimension which is normally used is also, you know, determining what are script level rules and what are language level spelling rules. And of course, since this is a script level analysis, we want to stay away from language level spelling rules and make sure the rules we propose are across the script. So in any case, the label evaluation rules and initial parts have been done, but in addition, I think that analysis needs to be reviewed by everybody, and we need to then obviously come to an agreement that those proposed are obviously the right set and at the right level, or they need to be reviewed. So let me stop here. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sarmad. Very important views on this. And anybody wants to comment further on this?
I don't know how much you've heard from my comments because I was put on hold again.
So please, I think you are holding your phone nearer to your cheek, so it is getting on hold again and again.
Okay.
So
I'm now keeping it
from your cheek. Yeah, so yeah, I'm sure you're not clicking. It is getting on the cheek right now, I think, it looks like. Yeah.
I'm now keeping it at a distance.
Yeah, please. Go ahead, please, Professor.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I do not know how much you've heard. I talked about two sets of things. One is about use of Hindi in other countries and getting expertise from those countries vis-a-vis Dev, to complete our Devanagari NGR task. Is that something which you've heard, that part?
Yeah, so not getting expertise from other countries, but we need to...
I was basically saying that you will not get people from Fiji and Mauritius who can really contribute significantly on the LGR draft situation at this point of time, because my experience in dealing with them is, for any problem that I go with, I went with earlier in the last 15 years to those countries, they are always looking for solutions coming from India. So they are not really giving us any solution which is suitable to their kind of thing, because pairing system to everything, they are taking it from India.
So fair enough. So you idea is that maybe Fiji is true for that. Idea is that we should know probably that this is the issue which we need to solve and write whatever we have done in the document, so that we are clear on our assumptions. The document should be clear about our assumptions also.
Yeah. I mean, this is fine. So I was just giving you an advance warning on what will happen when you try to locate people. I can suggest some names from those countries, those who are regular on Facebook, public domain, social network, and those who are aware of the language problem, etc. I can send you a few people. I don't know how many people on Devanagari work in the LGR. But the next question that I had was more serious. That is, to complete this task, what type of people do we need? Do we need engineers? Do we need program code people who will do the coding? Will need font or script specialists? Or do we need grammarians? What kind of people do we need to complete the remaining task up to whatever Ashfaq has done?
This is Sarmad. I'd like to come in.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to very quickly respond to Professor O'Day's comment. I think, based on experience from some other generation panels, we already have a very good group of people, even if you look at the people who are on the call right now. And I should probably add that Harish and Hempal have also joined. So we already have community members. We have specialists here who are technically oriented, linguistically oriented. So I think even with a smaller group, one can start the work. And my suggestion would be that instead of trying to find the perfect set of people, because I don't think that actually exists, one would, I think it would be better if we look at what the tasks are, see how we can, as a group, with what we have already on the panel, who are in this meeting, for example, or obviously who join us, like Akshat, what we can address. And then if there are any specific questions which we cannot address, we would then know specifically who to go and ask. So I think, my perspective is that we have sufficient people here to get things started, dive in deeper, try to understand the issues, try to address those issues. And then once, we get stuck anywhere, we go out and get the right people to answer those questions. Thank you.
And this is, if I can add, this is exactly why I requested to have 28th meeting, so have a face-to-face meeting and see everybody who can contribute in what way, and then utilize that resource for that specific thing, and do not expect him to do more than what he is interested to deliver and can deliver. I think that is where I wanted to have that we segregate those expertise and the validation which somebody brings on the table and utilize him fully for that. That is exactly why. And so that when we reach on Nepal, we can have the truly meaningful presentations or discussions with each individual person and then take it on from there in a more speedier way.
Yeah. Right.
So if I can continue on that, and if I can request everyone that taking the point from Sarmad's point that if we can write one paragraph about what you would like to contribute in as in this SGR, that would be very, very helpful. So me and Professor can look into and along with the help of Sarmad and try to divide the work wherever it is possible to divide and then contribute that total document as one. That may be a great feedback for all of us. Professor, you tell me if you have some other point. The idea is our volunteers better, right?
That is perfect. That's one small paragraph can be written, few lines can be written.
Yeah, so one paragraph, one few lines, whatever everybody can write and send it to me. I will compile that all together and share with everyone on the list, and then we can take it on 28th in a more better way.
I think Harish has already typed here registry restrictions and recommendations.
Right. So I think another way to go forward while we accumulate everybody's interest is to also define next set of two or three work items, which we are going to be taking as a generation panel, based on where we are right now. And then obviously, whatever the next work item is, that's what we should, for example, discuss during our calls until we can address that work item and then move on to the next work item and so on. So that's also something I think you all should consider.
Sarmad, if you allow me, I wanted to wait for that status right now to look at what are the things pending, because we are really not aware how much to be done, and we need to accumulate that together and prioritize with your help what need to be done in which hierarchy. And also understand all the volunteers first, so that we know who is doing what. If I decide alone everything, or Professor decides alone, or we three decide it alone, and not everybody is aligned with this, will be a difficult situation to achieve what we are looking forward to. I would love to reach where you are guiding me right now, but I think we would like to reach that situation around Nepal when we are there with you, face to face, and decide this in front of you, because you are the champion for this. We are all doing that task under kind of your guidance, because you are experienced for LGR. So we would like to wait till Nepal and come back to you that these are the strengths we have, these are the work which we think are pending, and then prioritize with your help.
Are you asking Sarmad then to list out the things in the draft which is missing, right?
I could not hear you, Professor.
No, I said, are you asking Sarmad to list out and list the things, the tasks that are missing in the LGR draft as of now?
Maybe he can, but I think we can prepare it also, what we understand, and then compile it with him. So I don't want him to spoon feed also us. It is a lot of tasks to be done. So we will come back, we will see when we are meeting on 28th and come back with our, I am finalizing that agenda and I am going to talk to you, Professor, in a separate call about it. And we finalize our agenda and come back to Sarmad that these are the things which we think are required. Two more things which I require everyone to and which I can share. Let everybody read MSR2. That's very, very important. And third thing is, Sarmad, actually, I was also looking forward to have our draft proposal which has come to you initially for LGR.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, please send me the link for that. That's all. So we can share the link with everyone. That is the initial proposal has gone. This is what we need to achieve, right, as a proposal, which has gone. And then we need to see what are our boundaries, which is going to be coming from MSR. So MSR 2 is going to be a very important document for everybody to understand what is our scope kind of thing. And then we discuss it on 28th and understand what are the things which are required and write down 4-5 points, and then we send it to you. You prioritize them. This is how we will be able to success achieve it faster, and then we go in the direction in Nepal like that. This is to me a logical step forward.
I think Harish has already given a link of a web page which lists some of these problems, typical problems that need troubleshooting.
So I've shared
Hello?
The link to the new Brahmi GP's initial proposal in the chat room.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've seen the list. Yeah.
So I am not in chat room. Can somebody send me the link individually?
Sure, I will email it to new Brahmi GP email list as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Thank you
very much. Yeah. Okay, Harish. Thank you. So, anything else? I think, Sarmat, I think from my point, agenda is over. Actionables are three right now. And before we summarize this call, one, I would request every member who is interested to contribute in this panel, please write a paragraph. If you know how you can contribute, if you don't know how you can contribute, please write your skills related to the languages, how you can do, and we will figure out in the next meeting then how can we use your skills. That's one very important task to know our volunteers better. Secondly, you go through the draft of Akshat and go through the MSR document and go through the proposal which is being shared with you. Whenever you get time, it is going to take a lot of time from you to read all these documents and understand them. Whatever queries you have, shoot them on panel and shoot them on WhatsApp, and then we can, anybody who knows can address them by 28th. 28th, we are meeting physically in Delhi, and anybody who cannot, please join on telephone. But we would like at least the people in Delhi, people around, if they can travel and attend, that will be great. To know you personally and physically, that makes a difference. And third is that we need to prepare the agenda for Nepal, which we will finalize on 28th, so that we know what we are going to look forward in Nepal.
Okay, how can I add myself in the WhatsApp group to answer that?
Please, you need not to just add my number. I have shared on panel, on the mailing list. Just add your number and send me a message. I will add you.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that is a good summary. And meanwhile, some of us who can prepare a list of points which are missing in the current draft, we can do that.
Yeah. Anything else, Sarmat? I think then we can let everybody go.
Nothing on my side.
Great. Thank you very much for joining all the members. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Professor.
Yeah. You will try and do it again after 15 days.
Yes, of course.
Yes, so before we go, does this time and day suit? So should I send out a repeat invitation for every 15
days?
Yes,
yes. Sir, we have to do this wherever, because it's a remote joining of possibility, so we need not to change this. It should be fixed.
I think next 15 days is not that important, because on 28th we are physically meeting. Or virtually meeting anyway. So So from 28th April, another 15 days time, then we need to meet around 15th May or so.
Yes.
Send out a Google poll around 15th, 16th May or so.
Right. So, so what I was suggesting was instead of doing another doodle poll, I fix this time and day and then just send an invitation, right?
Please.
Would that work or do you want to redo the poll?
No, I think once.
No need to
once
do poll.
More you give the opposite. Once more, you just write to the people by giving a 6 o'clock time on anything like Friday or so, around 15th of May. I think that should be all
right. Right. So what I will do a reminder, but I will send a repeat invitation for every Tuesday at 6 p.m. India time.
The people who are online right now, there is nobody else who is responding to the even the doodle polls. I think if we can just right now do the poll, and if this date is final, then we are done. We can save that effort.
Well, 9th and 16th May, both are Tuesday. You can decide.
So we'll do a every 15 days. So whenever that happens, I think after 28th, so the next one is 2nd of May. You are suggesting that we skip that. The next one is 15th of May. So we will, the next online call will be 15th of May.
Yes, perfect.
15th is all right for me.
Perfect. 15th May, 6 p.m. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, guys.
So,
thank you very much. All
thank
the best.
You, Sundar.
Thank you very much. Look forward to see you on 28th and then on con call again. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Okay.